Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place we can start, and that's with the Lionesses, who will play Germany in the final of the 2022 European Championships at Wembley later this afternoon. Unless, of course, you're listening to this in the evening, then, of course, you've missed the game. Anyway, it's a game you can hear live on TalkSport.
England 8-0.
There's going to be lots of English fans here, and if they are going to make even more noise, I think we're going to have a little advantage.
Brilliant! What a header from Pop! Got in front of Brandt, nods it home, and puts Germany in front.
This Germany team, nothing fazes them, and they'll be looking to cause an upset on Sunday.
Oh, what on earth has just happened? A back heel! From Russo.
It's still surreal, like when people are saying it, like it's mad, but honestly I'm so proud of us for getting there.
England's fearless Lionesses are going to Wembley to contest the European Championship final.
Join Adrian Durham and the team from 4pm on TalkSport as England look to avoid a repeat of the 2009 European Championship final, where they lost 6-2 to the same opponents. Why would anyone mention that? Shortly we'll hear from the women's England cricket captain Heather Knight, England women's all-time leading appearance maker Farrah Williams, and the Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson. But first, here's manager Serena Wiegman and defender Lucy Bronze, who have all been looking ahead to this afternoon's final at a sold-out Wembley Stadium.
England's fearless Lionesses are going to Wembley to contest the European Championship final, and a grateful country get ready for another massive party.
That is a little bit incredible, actually, that I can be part of that. It's very special. So, of course, I'm proud of myself, but the job's not done yet. We want to go further.
This tournament, everything seems to be going our way. We click at the right times. We work together well on the pitch at right times. We work things out on the field together. Off the field, everything works out as well.
When you make it to the 3 semi-finals in big tournaments, then you must be a really good team. So I think I was lucky with the quality of the players.
We've worked really hard for this, to put ourselves in the right position, from the players who start the games to the players who are on the bench, even the girls who haven't played a minute in the tournament. Every single player's played a huge part in it.
When you reach the final, then you're one of the best teams in the tournament. I think we have a very good team too, and we don't fear anyone.
I think what we've seen in the tournament already is that, this hasn't just been a change for women's football, but society in general, how we're looked upon. And I think tomorrow is not the end of a journey, but the start of one.
It's been incredible to watch, to be fair. It's like you said, it's been like a breath of fresh air. The atmospheres look amazing in the stadiums when you're watching on telly.
We knew that this was going to be the biggest tournament that ever happened for the Euros, for the women. I think Serena spoke a lot about our legacy of inspiring people. But I think if you ask any of the players, in their head, they just want to win it. I think the biggest legacy you can ever have is to win a tournament.
It's going to be difficult. I think the Germans are very good. They're very well drilled, a disciplined team, and they just have a know-how. They're 8-time European champions, so you don't do that, without being good and having good structure and they're definitely going to be difficult to beat.
The two best teams are in the final. Both teams have only conceded one goal.
It will be difficult. I just think our girls have just, you know, under Serena, I think they're a different group of players. They have a different confidence about them. I certainly think the energy that they're playing with helps with the energy that the crowd are giving.
We'll certainly be behind them. We're going to go down to the main village and watch on the big screen with the rest of Team England. So, yeah, we'll be fully supporting them and backing Leah and the girls to do well.
England have to start fast. We can't have slow starts and certainly not slow first halves, because the Germans are so efficient in their play and they will punish us, and it'll be very difficult to come back from.
They're organised, they're aggressive, they're strong, and yeah, they're compact when they want to defend. We know that they've got amazing players and some big threats that we have to keep quiet if we want to win the game.
We're all behind them. You know, I hope they can finish the job off on Sunday. They deserve it.
In finals, sometimes it can be tempting to do too much and try and change things, but also try and take it in, try and realise, wow, I'm in a Euros final, in a big final at home, and everyone's behind us and everyone wants us to do well. So, yeah, take that opportunity, enjoy it and go smash it.
I'm like everybody else, wish them the best of luck, especially now how ironic the country, all country are behind them and we're playing the Germans. So please let it not get the penalties, and I wish them the best of luck. They've been terrific, and let's hope they can have one more performance and win the thing.
Now moving on to yesterday's football, and of course Liverpool smashed Man City to win the Community Shield by 3-1, annoyingly. Here's how it all sounded live on TalkSport with reaction from both camps.
The final whistle is blown. Liverpool red hot on the day. They win the Community Shield for the 16th time.
Really good, really good. You know, I had a good feeling for the game, before the game. I thought we were on a good way.
Congratulations, Liverpool, first of all. The first 15, 20 minutes, they were better.
Great spectacle today for me. Two great, great teams that are really going to do well this year. Both put a centre-forward on the pitch in Nunes and Haaland, and I'm thinking, what an addition these two are going to be to the Premier League.
Absolutely nothing wrong with putting a trophy in the cabinet. Can't complain at that at all. And Liverpool, if there is an advantage to be had, then they've got it at the start of the season.
A first piece of silverware of the season for Jurgen Klopp. The one piece of domestic silverware that had eluded him up to this point. It is a cup in the cabinet. And it is a statement of intent from Liverpool.
Before the game started, people were writing Liverpool off. Now, after watching 90 minutes of Liverpool, with Nunes and Salah on form and Diaz offering what he is and one thing and another, you're thinking, well, tell you what, I don't know who was spreading the word that they're not ready for the season, but I think they've got horribly wrong. I really do.
I think nobody should be surprised that City and Liverpool are good football teams. But I think we have a lot of other really good football teams, and everybody's allowed to improve, and they do, obviously.
Manchester City beaten on the day, beaten probably by the better team.
We have 2 weeks and a little bit few more days since we start, so we cannot expect, but in general they give everything.
The champagne is sprayed and Jordan Henderson lifts the Community Shield up into the sky. Fireworks go off in the distance, plumes of flame up into the air of the King Power Stadium. Liverpool were red hot today, and might that set a precedent for the Premier League season to come?
They can keep things tight at the back. For me, I think they'll win the division this year because they've got that little bit of hunger that probably City haven't got, having won the league twice.
The first silverware of the campaign is in the cabinet. Now can they go on and overhaul Manchester City in pursuit of that 20th league title?
And it might not be the most significant and most important trophy in football. It might not mean anything in terms of the season coming up. But all those fans who stay behind Stuart, all those players, smiles on their faces and thoroughly enjoying. It's lifting a trophy. How can that? You're kind of winning a, in inverted commas, final. How can anything possibly be negative about that?
We can talk about this team. We could be two teams because we played here today, absolutely. But when we talk about the season, we have to involve Newcastle. Not, I don't think they started really with the signing, so it will be interesting for the supporters.
I would say I don't know exactly what is going to happen. I have not this vision, but I think always I expect many teams of Derby in there.
The bar has been set, the gauntlet laid down. Now the question remains, who will rise to the Premier League challenge over the next 9 months? Liverpool, the winners of the Community Shield for 2022. They have beaten Manchester City by 3-1.
And here's the reaction to that 100th Community Shield on game day. Your verdict with Faye Carruthers and the former England striker Gabby Agbonlahor.
Wow, how exciting was it? That's probably the most intense commitment from both sides.
He's got that striker up front and, you know, we're starting already just to see glimpse of what can be of this new front three now.
You have to look at Manchester City players and some of them have been back 16 days, Faye. Mm. You know, that it's still fitness. You know, other players have had like 5 weeks.
I think it will be between us two yet again, but I definitely feel that the other clubs will be nearer to us. It's going to be a fantastic season this season. I think this is probably going to be one of the best seasons we can all look forward to as supporters, because I think it's going to be great.
Right, yeah, well, it's a great start to the season, but it's only one game, isn't it?
It is hard to judge from this game, but Liverpool, they were electric. Jurgen Klopp must be very pleased, but Pep will be definitely using next week to get his players up to speed, because they know that Liverpool, they're going to be there this season. They're not going to be there just to let Manchester City win the league. Liverpool are going to be a real force. And, you know, Nunes, when he came on, I thought he was outstanding.
To be honest, it was a great advert for football and for Premier League teams, because to start off at each other like that is amazing, really, in July, you know?
Basically, it's a glorified pre-season friendly, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's not a massive game, but the thing to me that people are missing at the moment, we're all talking about Liverpool, City, foregone conclusion. We're not being mentioned that. We are actually in transition.
It's going to be a totally different team, Man City, this season. You know, people are not going to, you know, see us just rolling teams off like we've done before. It's going to be a totally different type of play that we have. And you can see that from just today's game.
I'm sure Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp will take more from this game than Manchester City, because I thought Manchester City were quite poor, especially defensively. Pep's got a week ahead to get these players right for West Ham, because that'll be a tough game, won't it, Faye?
When your team's in transition, even the great teams of Sir Alex Ferguson, it tends to be difficult the year after. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion whatsoever, just the fact that we're in transition.
These two teams are really going to be up and around the 90 points again this season.
We've won 4 league titles at the last 5, and I'm sat there today, and we've got Man City fans moaning constantly. We've got 50% of the supporters leaving when we went 3-1 down, so wow. You don't support the team to the end.
Yeah, I just feel that Manchester City have got some outstanding players, Faye, but have they got that speed, you know, that acceleration that Sterling offered? I think it's going to be very tough again this season. Both teams are going to be flying. So it's going to be a hard one to call, but I'm excited. I can't wait for it.
From the outset, I think we played them off the park. I think we'll absolutely smash them this season. I think they've got to adapt to a different style of play now. I mean, that lad up front who they've spent how many million on, I don't think he's touched the ball more than 3 times.
I think this is going to be one of the most exciting Premier Leagues, Faye, because you've got Harry Kane, you've got Gabriel Jesus, you've got Nunes, you've got Haaland. All these are going to be big contenders for the Golden Boot. So we're in for a lucky, lucky season, us viewers.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today with some transfer news, and Leicester City have rejected a £40 million bid from Newcastle for midfielder James Maddison. The England international scored 12 Premier League goals last season. Here's the former Republic of Ireland striker Tony Cascarino giving his thoughts to the news on TalkSport.
James Maddison is a very gifted footballer. Great on set pieces, great on assists, can chip in with really terrific goals. And he was playing to that level. Now, the one thing that interests me about this attempted move is that Newcastle are going for an attacking midfielder, because that's what basically James Maddison is, like a sort of 10, but a very good attacking midfielder. Joe Willock had done that role for Newcastle and done it really well when he was on loan. Not quite so well when he was on the permanent. So Newcastle have done some really good business. Would that get them over the line? I'm not so sure, but if they've offered and led to believe what we're seeing in reports, they've offered 40, it's pretty clear that they'll probably go to 50, yeah, which is tempting for Leicester.
I mean, is that a good move for James Maddison? Do you stay at Leicester and hope to progress? Or do you go to Newcastle? What would be the best move for him?
Well, Leicester have been far more successful club than Newcastle in recent history. But it's quite clear that Newcastle are being very ambitious. What they did in the January window, which kept them up, and you know, it could be a club where you, like Kevin Keegan time, which was there a number of years ago, which the excitement of joining a club that could challenge the very best. You know, if James Maddison really believes in that, and look, he's a Leicester player, so it's a bit unfair because he might still have the ambition to stay there. It's a difficult one.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon and every afternoon on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time from 4pm alongside the former England forward, the wonderful Darren Benn. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.